What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nation, are we here? The best show for Chicago sports.
Is he saying get over here in the background?
No, he said it's touchdown Bears. What?
Oh, I thought it sounded like he said get over here. I'm about to say Mortal Kombat.
You missed that tremendously.
I missed that tremendously. Like, too late to edit
here.
It now.
You was here.
Hey, listen. I was about to say it's Monday. God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You having a tough week, my boy. You're having a tough week. Y'all don't drop some C-Reds in the chat in this mug, man. What the heck was that that we saw last night, boys? Hey, Ringo, we coming for you.
Hey, man, y'all MVP got to go back to school she back to school today, but she ain't going to be there Friday.
Hey, man, you're reusing other people's jokes. Anyway, hey, we going to break down this Bulls game. Of course, y'all know we're going to get into a little bit of the MVP for the Chicago Bulls here, Diane DeRozan. Shout out to her, dominating the game. Is she the greatest fan of all time? She might
man,
be.
Man, she got to be.
She might
imagine
be,
imagine sitting in front of her.
I no, my dad's DeMar. There was like one dude. Like it was the camera guy. The guy in front of her was the camera guy.
She was like four rows back.
I don't think so. I think she was like a solid two and a half.
She was like four rows back. I was like, man, if she's screaming like that behind my ear, it's gonna be a problem.
Hey, listen, like, who you gonna have a problem with? Her daddy got the power to get people ejected from the game.
Eject me, and she's disturbing my peace. How about that?
Hey, appreciate y'all for showing love, man. If y'all don't hit that like button at this point, your mom. Shout out to everybody who's in here, man. Bulls Nation, we actually got the dub. What the heck am I doing? Kid's supposed to be running the show. Kid just took a back seat today. He's just like, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man, listen, I was going to let you do your thing, but hey, what? What's up? Let's do it.
Hey, man.
Let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
By the way, I want you all to know that this is how Wednesdays is not my day. Wednesdays, I'm not on a live serving the Lord.
Good stuff.
So, when 6 o'clock rolled around, I checked the score. I saw Siakam had 19. I saw we were down, and it's the first quarter. I was like, yeah. So I didn't check it again to the end of it. Pleasantly surprised. Have to go back and watch that game. Again, pleasantly surprised, but I want to break it down with my brothers. I'm gonna start with Stephon Adame because this means it has a lot of implication for him. Real quick, what did you see? What did you feel? See red, baby. What did you see?
That's why you pay him the 215. That's absolutely why you pay him the 215. Zach LaVine showed you when healthy. It was a lot of questions. Zach LaVine last night showed you when healthy. He's absolutely can step into the role of being that guy. And he was absolutely that guy last night. The man had 9 points. in the first half, comes out in the second half and absolutely dominates, giving you 30 plus. DeMar chipped in when he could, but I would like to say I told y'all this yesterday. P. Will was the MVP defensively in that game because when he absolutely started to clamp down and Billy shifted with that double, there was absolutely nothing Nick Nurse did to adjust. And I told Pat in the first half they were giving Siakam the ball. In the post, and it was either Caruso or Pat Bev. It was like, either I'm going to make this pass or I'm not going to make the pass. I'm going to wait and then just go to work. And that was all he did in the first half. It wasn't until Billy adjusted and P-Will really started to clamp down that they really changed that game. So P-Will absolutely deserves his flowers today, because if it was not for P-Will, the Bulls do not win that game, I believe, me personally. So I just got to get that out the way right now.
Pat, I know you was up late watching the game, rewatching the game.
I'm rewatching it again right now, legit.
Hey, this is a man that takes his craft seriously. This is the reason why blessings are coming this way. What did you see blessings both times?
The one thing I will say to Steph's credit, there is something that is coming in P. Will. Paul,
What? There is something coming to people's development.
There is something happening with people's development that we saw on display last night.
Man, yo, oh God! All right.
That was a double scratch. That's crazy to start the morning that way. It's like 9:08. there's something that's happening with people's development. I saw that last night. When P. Will was attacking the bucket offensively, right? Shots weren't falling for him, different things like that. But what I will say is this. He's creating open looks. He's attacking and he's finding himself open shots. He's understanding the moment that he needs to be in, both offensively and defensively. He was a very key part. It's more on the defensive end last night, but I was very impressed. Really, go back and watch P. Will in that game. And I mean, like, it is multiple times where you see him just create an open look for himself, find a lane, be able to get downhill. Those are things we weren't seeing from him earlier. Good to see some development from P. Will. I thought Kobe White's shot selection in that second quarter can't be overstated. I thought he did an excellent job finally getting the offense rolling a little bit more, trying to get the Bulls back into it. I mean, realistically, the Bulls cut it to 8, and then Fred VanVleet hits a half-court heave that puts them up 11 again, right? And so you feel a little worse going into the half because you're down 11, but you saw in the second quarter that the Bulls started to get things back rolling. And then finally, I mean, listen, it's like Steph said, that's why you pay him $215. That is why you pay him $215 million over 5, because Zach LaVine put on an absolute show last night. And here's the thing. I don't know if people realize this. I don't know if people saw this. I don't know if they watched the game as many times as I do. When Zach goes to the bucket, there's not much that can stop him. Jakupoto was flying around on the floor. Siakam getting bumped out of the way. How he finishes with power and finesse needs to be talked about. He's a player that you can build around. He's a player that you can develop a team around. I understand, right? Listen, I started off last night's live call saying, hey, we sucked. We might as well root for him now. You have to take what you can out of what we're seeing. Doesn't mean we're going to win versus Miami, right? Like, I'm going to talk that talk. Like, we finna cook them up. LeBron ain't walking through that door. D-Wade ain't walking through that door.
D-Wade ain't got
Chris Bosh ain't walking through that door. You coming to war with Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson.
Duncan ain't finna play.
Yeah, you coming to Tyler Hero and Yurtsevin.
Nah, we got Tyler and Bam. We good.
Oh, no. dangerous.
Let us see it though. Let us see it.
But I just felt like right, like you have to take from what we saw last night and get the most that you can from it. To me, what we saw last night was a Patrick Williams who was confident in his shot, finding open looks, developing open shots. That's something we haven't seen much this season. We've seen we saw Zach LaVine, who was confident in where he was at on the floor, attacking the bucket. He felt the shot going. He, of course, had a couple of Jay in his face moments. Gotta love that. And then you saw the other guys fill in well. Those are the things you want to see. Still a ton of stuff to me that you got to add to this team, but those are the things that you want to see the Chicago Bulls continue to develop.
I had a chance to rewatch this game, and it's a couple of things I saw. One, Zach finally getting the calls. It's been happening as of late. Zach has changed his entire approach, though. There's one part of the season, a long stretch of the season, where Zach settled for that three a lot. And when he finally started to attack the paint, he wasn't getting the calls. Now he's getting the calls. In fact, if you look at the free throws attempted, he has 15. There's not another person on the team over five. Most of the free throws went through him. But that also means that he was being active. All right. And you know, we see what the second half looked like. But that's what your star players need to do.
The good getting active, by the way. Good getting active. The good getting active.
Good, get active, right? And that's what your star players have to do. Knowing when to turn it on, knowing when to be aggressive, knowing how to get to the line. Those are the things that Zach didn't have pieced together earlier this season that he's absolutely come. And that's a product of playing with the DeMar. And that's the benefit of having someone with that type of experience on your team. And so I love the maturation of everything that he's been able to put together and just see his game evolve. Like, how many times have we said, hey, this is Zach's time. Zach needs to take this particular leap. And now you have it. When you give that individual that type of opportunity to do it, you see it. That's what I saw. I particularly looked at his movement. I saw him get pissed. Oh, he got pissed and was like, hey, all right, no, we don't.
I saw a lot of people get pissed, bro. Who he was yelling at. He had a...
He went to the bench yelling at somebody.
I remember this specific play. He came down. I think he got the steal. Was going to drive it, winded up pivoting and shooting the three off the balance and cashing, came back to the timeout and was yelling at somebody.
I don't know who he was yelling at. I think Gucci ref might have been over there. So I don't know if it was the ref he was yelling at or one of his teammates. But, hey, listen, like that's what we need. Like, the one thing that...
You need that type of energy.
The one thing that I still question with this team is the leadership. Right. I question who's right. Like the fact that Pat Bev can come in and instantly be a vocal leader on this team and everybody just all of a sudden starts to play basketball better. That is a problem. Right. Your highest paid player isn't your most vocal leader, which is fine. That's not always the case. More times than not, it's not right. Like Draymond's the vocal leader on the Golden State Warriors. But Stephen Curry talk. you in the wrong spot. Stephen Curry going to let you know. Right, like I don't think that there's many situations like what the Bulls had before in the NBA, and that's the part that concerns me. Right, like the Bulls had Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose didn't say nothing to nobody. He led by his actions. Perfect. He's the best player on the team. You lead by your actions. Joakim Noah might punch you in the throat. That's not many dynamics like that in the NBA anymore.
I think this is the game.
I mean,
this is the
I feel like we've said this is the game so much this season. Though.
If we say this is the game
one more time, Triple H is going to walk through that door. That's who's coming next. Know, right?
but the stakes have never been higher. The playoffs and by extension play in at this point. This is where your name is made.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is where, and you heard DeMar say it, he carried us, he's our leader. Like DeMar is pretty much telling him, hey, he's the guy now.
Yeah.
That's what you need. Hey, when your team establishes you as the guy, that's your green light. Go.
Yeah.
They need you when you're aggressive, and he said in his press conference, when he's aggressive, that type of energy, you know, is infectious. It permeates the rest of the team. And at this point, they start to go. That's what you need. So now that he's starting to realize that, hey, this is the game. Now, that doesn't mean that every time he decides to get aggressive, he's going to put up 39 points, right? There's very few people in the history of the game that has been that, like, just flip it on like that. There's very few people in the history of the game. I need people to stop.
There's
that.
A lot more now, though. There's a lot more now. In the modern NBA, almost every team in this league has one guy that can go for 30 a night.
So there's a difference between you having you know, 20 to 25 at the end of a game, but you still take an L versus I'm going to win this game. And it's going to be loud.
Well, yeah, like, that's very different. I'm just saying from the scoring aspect, right? Like, listen, the Wizards lose a lot of games. There's not many people that can stand in front of Bradley Beal and stop him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's one of those situations to me.
They say, oh, this person needs to be able to do this consistently all the time. It's like, hold on, slow down. That doesn't happen as often as you think.
Yeah.
Like a player getting 20 to 25, there's more players that average 20 to 25 points now than ever in the history of the game.
Yeah.
Because the game is more offensively oriented.
It used to be an anomaly, bro. Like averaging 25 used to be like, this mug's amazing.
Yeah.
You're top 10 scorer in the league. You're a top 10 scorer in the league. Do you know that I got to go back and look at it. But I think there's three or maybe four people over 30 points a game this season.
I would probably agree with that. It ain't way more. I think it's Giannis, Embiid. Yeah.
I think it's that.
It's Dame.
Giannis, Embiid, Jason Tatum, Shea.
It might be five. It's not way more. He said four.
Because at one point it was at like hey, I think like the map. I got to check, but I think.
I mean, we got technology. Like I can look it up here.
Because it was at eight at one point. Like eight people was having
30. Oh, we've got Luka. Luka got 32.
Yeah. Hold on, let's see. So that's minutes per game.
One, two, three, points per four, game. Five,
why
six.
They? Why did?
Oh, six people. Oh.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, here we go. There we go. Let's see. One, two, three, four, 25
points a game gets you 12th. You're 12th or lower.
And one guy at 29. Kevin Durant has 29 points per game. Oh, no. Stephen Curry's at 29 points per game. So it's Embiid, Doncic, Dame, Shea, Giannis, Tatum. They're all above 30. Stephen Curry is averaging 29.4. We giving him the 0.6? Can we give him the 0.6?
Nah, you can't give him the points.
Stop being a hater. I'm giving him.
It's a 30-point club. You gotta have it. But all that being said, I just want to temper some people's like expectations because guess what? Like you could be a bucket, you could be that guy, but you don't expect to sit here and see this particular. Like the other team gets paid to stop the guy that we have. Yeah. So like just to do that. But I think this is the game in that respect. Now, the one thing I will say is P will look great defensively. And I will say that because Billy Donovan made an adjustment. He made an adjustment. Can you believe that?
Hey,
he made an adjustment.
Made a great adjustment.
And it worked.
And Nick Nurse didn't adjust back.
Hey, yeah, I kind of see it, bro. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I think when people tell you, right, so I did the show, previewed the show with Locked On Raptors, Hayes did the show with the same dude, right? And like, we had a bunch of Raptors fans in our chat last night during the game, and they were like, yeah, man, like, we don't like Nick Nurse. He don't adjust. He doesn't, you know, have very many offensive sets that, like, actually work. He just kind of let Fred VanVleet and Pascal do what they want. And like, until somebody like says that to you, I think you don't, because I watch Nick Nurse's games, at least the ones I see, and I'm like, man, he coaching his butt off. But maybe I saw all the good ones, right? Like the games I saw. So this is what probably has happened to the games I saw were like an adjustment needed to be made. It was like an adjustment on Giannis. You can't adjust to that. An adjustment on Embiid. You can't adjust it, right? Like, what adjustment you finna make that's going to stop Joel Embiid or Giannis? So it's like, okay, but who's actually stopping that? But I can see things around it that were working. But I don't know, man. Like, they hate that man up there. He's probably getting fired.
He didn't show up either.
He's probably getting fired. Zach did a good job on ball.
I doubt that.
No, like, they legit are like,
nah, yeah, this nah, is they, probably nah, his last they game. Swap, they're fine.
And I think he knew going into this game that if he didn't win this game, it's probably his last game because of comments he made leading into the game. Like, you know, we'll see where things lie at the end of the season. Like, yo, he'll have a job tomorrow. New head coach of Orlando.
Don't you find it funny or interesting that the majority of the people who are homers or have their own particular teams, they always say the same thing about their coach?
Yes, bro, because most coaches in the NBA are the same. We've had this conversation on the show so often. There's like five guys.
Yeah, but I also say this. Most of us don't know what we're watching. Most of us don't know the game. Most of us don't know the game enough to even say that coach is a bad coach, right? And it's not until you really start digging deep. And it's like, why did this happen? It was until I started getting into why Billy did X, Y, Z that I was like, oh, no, Billy's a good coach.
He's a good coach. That's what I've always said. Coach. Like, when you look at that, that's the part. You have to look at why things break down. Right? Last night, the things that, why did things work? You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Why did things work last night versus when things have broken down? Well, the things worked last night because Patrick Williams played the way that we hoped that he would be able to play. The Toronto Raptors also missed a ton of free throws. The Bulls also didn't miss backdoor assignments in the second half. Right? Like, the things that we've talked about. Like, I asked Hayes this, and I'll ask the chat this. I'll ask y'all this. Did we see a different Bulls team last night?
No.
I saw a better Zach. That's all I saw.
But we've seen this Zach the entire second half of the season.
We've been seeing this Zach for the last three months.
This Zach for the entire second half of the season. We
haven't seen Zach drop 40 on a team not named Detroit consistently.
Huh?
No, yeah, bro. Like Zach in like the month of March had like 430-point games.
Averaging like
you know what I mean? Listen, he still didn't get 40. He got 39. But we're not giving him the point. But no, like Zach LaVine, right? He was gonna be I think he was runner up to Joel Embiid for Eastern Conference Player of the Month. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like Zach LaVine's been hooping. Like, I didn't see a different Bulls team last night. I saw a bunch of dudes that finally did their job. Kobe White came in and gave you the exact bench production we needed. And I thought we went away from him a little early. Thought DeMar kind of took that into his own head, but he made his shots when he went away from him. But I saw a Bulls team that played the passing lanes. I saw a Bulls team that when they needed to double team and had to cover the back door, they did it. I don't think we saw anything different than what we've seen when the Bulls beat Memphis, when the Bulls beat Boston. When the Bulls beat Milwaukee, when the Bulls beat... The problem with the Bulls is, are they going to do this versus Miami? That's the question.
No, not really. But, you know.
Hey, listen, y'all finna get cooked.
Not only do I think they finna get cooked, but I mean, I think Miami's about to get cooked. Hey, the one thing I see is... Cool.
Y'all know how it goes.
The reason I don't see what like your fellow Toronto co-hosts or whatever they are, whoever they are, no disrespect to them, is... Nick Nurse can't make up for the fact that you missed 18 free throws. They lost by four.
Yeah.
You lost by four. Listen, if you go 80% from the free throw line, you win by over 10.
I believe if
OG Anunoby hit his free throws at the beginning of the game, because he missed like, what, five straight?
You win by 10.
I believe that is the worst free throw performance of all time. Which, hey, listen, we got to bring this question to the chat as well. I hope I'm saying her name right. Nobody's like said her name. I'm assuming it's Diar. Is Diar DeRozan the greatest fan of all time? Because I don't think in my entire life, the greatest fans that we know, basketball history, whatever it is, outside of like maybe Boston fans just being racist.
Jesus.
It is what it is. Hey, many players have confirmed.
It's not like it's not common.
I don't think I've ever seen a fan affect a game. Like these are like you might get a missed free throw here or there by a guy or something like that, right? Like you might get a he's choking from the background, something like that. Like and it messes up a couple of free. I don't think they got a stat line for shorty.
36 screams, 18 missed free throws,
bro. She putting up Wilt numbers as a fan. Hey, here's the thing, right? Here's my favorite part of all of this. At first, it's like, oh, that's cute. She trying to affect the game. But then by the end of it, you literally had to look at her and be like, hey, yo, I think she's really affecting the game. Like, she was timing up the screams. Like, she was like, her mom was talking to her. She was like, hold up. Like, bro, like, legit, like, And she was very into ties. Like after rewatching it, I was like, oh, she figured out their tendencies, bro. She figured out their tendencies by the second half. She read the scouting report. She was like, watch this. On the release in the second half, Muzz was all over the place.
The crazy part is, why was the stadium so silent?
That, bro, I've
never heard
that.
The stadium so silent for that to be impactful. Like I was just like, yo.
Well, you usually don't cheer on your team's free throws. Like you cheer after, but you usually are quiet when your team is shooting free throws because you don't want to distract them.
Bro, I was
the whole game though.
I was like, man, I normally can hear people talking. Like it's 40, 50, 60,000 people in this. Why can't I hear her? Like, does she got a mic on? Like, what the heck? Like, that's what I was looking at. I was like, I can get it, but it's like, man, I've been in a lot of stadiums.
And I think her mom is talking to her too, just to let her know, like, you screaming my like this one more time.
But mom, it's working.
Right.
It's like, and then by the 8th free throw, you like keep screaming.
Hey, bro, so, like, legit. Like I don't think I've ever seen a fan really affect a game like that, bro. Like I was actually impressed by what we saw from Diana DeRozan. I like, listen, Spike Lee affected it the wrong way. Like every time he talked to somebody, they got dunked on.
Your fault.
Your fault. Hey, listen, hey. Got mad numbers
Mike
dropped on. Reggie your Miller, fault. Game winner.
Your fault.
You know what I mean? Like Spike ain't never affected the game in a positive way. James Harden said one night, hey Philly, y'all could thank Kevin Hart for this 45 piece that your team got dropped on them. Because he had like 10 going into the half. Man dropped 35 in the second half on Philly because Kevin Hart was talking trash to him. He said, you could thank Kevin Hart. Or no, it wasn't. Was it D-Wade? It might have been D-Wade.
Nah, that was James because he was like, tell your team what you did to him.
Yeah. Hey, bro. Hey, I know D-Wade has done it, bro. Like I always hear about fans affecting the game in the wrong way. That was
D-Wade game was a Charlotte playoff game because the fan was heckling him and we gamed him, I believe. And then he just looked at him like, hey bro.
Alrighty, with the bar for me.
What I already
Canadians
said.
Canadians are too polite to cheer.
You said what?
Canadians are too polite to cheer. That is a bar. That's a bar. I'm sorry. If you don't get the joke. I'm sorry.
Bro, that's crazy.
That's hey. It seemed like that though. Hey, if it ain't true, hey, I'm using this as evidence, man. But I want to get into the next half of this, man. I want to get into who we have to face because Miami is one of those teams where I don't. Are they more mid than Toronto?
Here's the thing, though. It's a one game play-in. Right? Miami is very much like the Chicago Bulls. Tyler Hero gets hot, it's a long day. But you got to let Tyler Hero get hot. Don't give Tyler Hero them opportunities. You know what I mean? Like he's one of those players where, like, if he's on, he's on. Now, the one thing about Tyler Hero that we do know, when we talk about pressure busting pipes, Tyler Hero has not shown up in the big moments ever. Yeah. Ever. Like I was impressed he got the contract. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Nah, he deserved it. He deserved it.
Hey, listen.
It's no way. You giving Jordan Poole that bread before you give Tyler that bread, bro?
Yeah. Jordan Poole? The dude that
hey, bro.
Jordan Poole is allowed to play a freer game.
Yeah, like what? Tyler like Jordan Poole? Jordan Poole's a better player too. Like what
yeah, I'm just saying, like
I wouldn't have used that as an analogy.
That was a tough one. Bro.
I mean, he deserved that money though.
He deserved his money, but to say, would you pay him over? I don't think I would have did that.
No, nah, I mean, I'm just saying he would have got.
It's a tough sell, right there.
I think here's the thing, right? Like,
he's 20 points. He's been 20 points a game for the last two seasons.
He's a good player. He really is. But
that's actually saying something.
And every single big moment for Miami, he's been the guy that hasn't shown up, right? Like, and they rely on, like, he is the scoring. He is the offense. He can't be the guy that doesn't show up in these big moments. The only offense Miami has, because, right, like, I guarantee you, right, like, coming into this game, the mindset is same thing probably. Don't let DeMar get off. Or maybe you put Jimmy on Zach now. You say, don't let Zach get off because of Zach's performance in Toronto. Wherever you put Jimmy, that's it. That's your defense. And he's going to have his hand full.
I think what it
so...
is.
I give him a little more credit than that, dog, because I think, one, especially this is for Steph at this point. I'll take Kyle Lowry over Fred VanVleet over the last two seasons. I really would.
Ooh, that's gross.
You don't believe that. You don't even believe that.
Okay.
You don't even believe that.
Hold on. You ready?
You don't believe
that.
No.
I didn't make the statement for no reason. I'm going to tell you. I didn't make the statement for no reason. What did Fred VanVleet shoot last night? He looked real good, didn't he? What did he shoot? Just take a guess.
Out of 45%?
36.
Hey.
What did Kyle Lowry shoot?
Hey, bro. That's one game, bro.
Hey, bro, that was Kyle Lowry's first 30-point game.
Look at Kyle Lowry last 10, bro.
Hey, bro.
He ain't even playing in most of his last 10, bro.
He got hurt, got relegated to the bench, and got worse. He was averaging 12 when he started. He averaging 7 on the bench.
Well, that makes sense. Coming off the bench.
But bro, he ain't been doing nothing. This man ain't been doing nothing the last 2 months.
Okay. When you needed a bucket, where did you get it from?
Good job.
It is a good job. That's what you pay your players to do.
I say this. He making a lot of money for that to be his first time scoring over 20 points since December.
Hey, I get you.
He making a lot totally of money it. For that to be his. Here's the thing. Y'all know my feeling on Kyle Lowry. There's no world. Now, here's the thing. Kyle Lowry does often always cook when, like, he plays against us because of our hate for him.
Here we go.
But you said
over the last two seasons you would take Kyle Lowry over Fred VanVleet.
Kyle Lowry in a big moment over Fred VanVleet. I absolutely would.
Yeah, but Kyle Lowry ain't going to get you to that big moment no more.
He seems to do it.
Kyle Lowry ain't going to get you to that big moment no more.
Tell me when Fred VanVleet got you to the big moment.
He got him to the playoffs last year. He was a huge part of why they got to the playoffs last year.
He was a great third man.
Third man on what?
He was a great third man. There's no way in the world somebody that inefficient was the reason you got to the playoffs.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Ain't no way in the world. I don't believe it.
I mean,
no way in the world someone that inefficient got you to the playoffs. He helped. They all supposed to. You start. You supposed to help. That's your job. It's a team game. You're supposed to help. Let's put that to the side. But is he the reason? You out your mind. But hey, if this is the case, then Steph, what we doing the show for, dog? Like, why show up? If you don't think if Kyle Lowry ain't gonna show up because he was the only person that showed up for you the other day.
He doesn't.
We're gonna smack you at the crib.
Okay.
And who's gonna roll and take the eighth spot?
Okay.
Look at what you just did. You done downed Tyler Hero. You done down Kyle Lowry. Who else you got on your team?
When did I down Tyler Hero?
Because I think the thing is, right, like, if that's how we feel about Fred VanVleet, you got to feel that way about Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero in the big moments, he 2-for-9 the other night? Tyler Hero, since that finals run, like in that finals, he was great, right, in the bubble. Bubble was a very different scenario. You could just focus on basketball. You get to cook. Outside of that bubble, we ain't seen Tyler Hero been that guy. He wasn't that guy in none of them. He wasn't that guy the entire playoff run last year.
Yeah, Fred VanVleet, actually.
I don't know if I can say he's never been that guy.
He wasn't that guy the entire playoff run last year, bro.
The playoffs, true. But I'm not season-wise, the playoffs last year was not.
Yeah, but bro, listen, I need you. I'm paying you for the playoffs. Like, listen, it's great that you can win a regular season game in the middle of July.
He did have 26 this July. First game.
I mean, you get paid for all of it. So in its totality,
you get paid for all of it. But your big money players are the guys that usually show up in the playoffs. Unless you're Washington. Although we do gotta touch you on that, by the way. Hey, look, that might be a bigger topic than the last segment. Kuz and Dinwiddie going at it.
I think what it is, though, in all honesty, when you talk about this game coming up. All three of our big three are averaging 20. Nobody on our benches stepped up at all.
Yeah. I will say this. Y'all have the perfect collections of dudes that have all killed the Bulls at different times. Like, you got Kevin Love on the bench.
You got Gabe Vincent on the bench, Max Strus.
It is a perfect collection of guys that have literally just killed the Bulls. But shout out to Tana in this mug, by the way, too, man. $10 super chat. Appreciate that love, bro. He said, what up, fellas? VanVleet does have a way better haircut between the two, though. LOL, JK.
Hey, he has a better beard, I'll tell you that much.
Kyle Lowry got a beard?
He's the only one with a beard.
I will say, the last two seasons,
he been shooting barely 40%.
Now, here's what I will say.
Yeah, it's all all of his shots. He's one of those players where it's like, man, he do shoot terrible. Why he shoot so terrible? And then you look, you be like, oh, this man only shoot threes. So it's like
they be rainbow threes.
He shoot 40% from the field, but he shoot 38% from the 3-point line. So it's like, oh, you just shoot threes. Like, that's all you do.
Yeah, at his height, it might be the thing. The one thing I was the biggest issue with Miami is kind of what we had initially. You don't have consistent deep ball threats. And because of that, it's easy to game plan for you. We know Jimmy's not taking that three. He's a more aggressive DeMar DeRozan. Jimmy is not taking a consistent three. I'm not saying he can't, but that's just not his game.
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to back you down. I'm going to get to the bucket.
Yeah.
When you have that and you have the type of player Tyler Hero is, he's easy to game plan for.
Yep.
So when I sit there, when we sit and we say that, I know we're saying it in passing and joking and stuff like that, but I really want people to look at the game because Tyler Hero has gotten better. But in playoff situations, I know exactly where you're going to be because you're the only one that can do it. And if you're the only one that can do it, I know exactly how to stop. I'm going to rush you. I'm going to make sure you – he ain't got that game yet where he could just sit there and come off that screen in full motion and hit that J.J. Redick three. He can't do that just as consistently yet.
Yeah, he does it from time to time, but it's not consistent.
It's not consistent. Yeah. But when he had Duncan Robinson on the other end and people were scared of leaving him open, you didn't rush him as much. So he looked a lot better. Like, Steph looks good. He's great. But he looks a lot better when you got Klay on the other side. It's like, I can't do anything with it. Now, Steph's still Steph. Don't get me wrong. But when they first started to get that snowball rolling, it was because Steph was one of the most wide open people in the league. Klay was number two. Why? Yep. Because you were so focused on one or the other.
Yep.
You had no choice. You don't have that setup for Tyler Hero. So if they figure that part out, I think we'd be having a different conversation. We kind of expect Tyler Hero to do something that he doesn't, that's just not his game. Like, we're expecting him to be a mid-range, break you down off the dribble player. And it's like, we don't expect Klay Thompson to do that.
No, but you know what? I think the weird part is, right, like, what I do expect is kind of what the Toronto Raptors did, and I don't think we see that enough either, right? Like, why aren't you running double screens for this dude all game?
They can't.
Why can't you? I run a double screen to pop Tyler Hero open. At the top of that screen, the person that the Bulls have coming off of that is Nikola Vucevic. The person that most teams have coming off of that is your center, which puts Tyler Hero on a center. Who's got the advantage?
No, I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, Tyler Hero's
not beating you off the dribble.
That's true, but Tyler Hero...
If
Tyler
I close Hero, out well enough, he's not blowing past me because that's just not his skill set, right? Like, I mean, I don't want to say skill set. That's not his physical ability. He's not gifted physically to sit there and just blow past you. I'm not saying he's not good. I'm not saying he doesn't have the handle, but like that's just not his game.
Yeah.
So like, what happens when I sit there, I set this double screen, I force everybody up, somebody else is out of position.
Yeah.
Bam is taking a longer two potentially. Like, cause everyone's up to get this double screen up. So it's just like, it's one of those things where getting like Kevin Love was a big move because Kevin Love can shoot threes.
Kevin Love can space.
And he's a big body.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to play him.
I'm worried about Kevin Love if I'm the Bulls because Kevin Love can shoot threes. Kevin Love can, like he really can. He can spread that floor and let Jimmy go to work and stuff like that. He's that consistent shooter. That's the one thing about it. So I'm probably giving Miami way more credit than I need to. But I don't think that is
realistic though. Like it's not giving them more credit than what they deserve, right? Like, listen, the storyline is perfect. Jimmy Butler going up against the Chicago Bulls, the first team that he was drafted by to let him go. And he's got a reason to be pissed off because of something that happened 10 years ago. Jimmy's still holding on to that grudge. We know Jimmy don't let go of grudges. Yeah, I mean, like
I'm sorry.
Because right. Garpax traded him away. They said you could never win with him. Made the playoffs next year. Went to two ECFs and an NBA finals since then. turned around every team that he went to. You know what I mean? Like,
I love it.
Hey, Garpax, you got it wrong. It worked out 10 years later when Zach LaVine kind of started to turn himself into a star. But, you know, it took a while.
It ain't worked at all because we ain't in the playoffs yet.
We'll see if it's working. But I just think that, right, like, the weird part about this season that is different from last season is Miami's depth. And I know Jimmy Butler's going to show up in the moment. I just do. I'm pretty sure Bam Adebayo is going to show up in the moment. I don't know if the rest of the team is ready for that pressure. And that's why you need to play a guy like Kevin Love, because you know he can handle the pressure. I would have Kevin Love in the starting lineup if I'm Eric Spoelstra. I'd have Kevin Love playing the four. He don't got to play heavy minutes, but I want to start the game off with my best mentally strong lineup.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that y'all rely on that just haven't been.
They ain't been good.
And here's the thing. It's not that they haven't been in the moment, but they've been bad in the moment.
Yeah. Not that's fact. I think, I mean, at the end of the day, I really honestly feel like this game is going to come down to who the other steps up, because everybody pretty much, like, your big three can score. I just got done telling y'all, each of our big three also averaged 20 plus.
Yep.
It's pretty much going to come down to the others. Who's going to be those two guys or guy to step up in the moment when you need them to?
Best factor for me in this game is going to be Kobe White. I hate to say that, but it's going to be Kobe White. X factor for Miami, in my opinion, Victor Oladipo.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Victor Oladipo didn't get a lot of tick in that last game. Don't know why. But
downhill, he's still a hard player to stop. And when you only got one game, if Spoelstra plays him right, I mean, no one's can really stand in front of him.
Nah, he has the ability to do it. It's just about him getting the right opportune minutes.
Yeah, it you don't have to score a lot of points to be an X factor. You need to score timely buckets.
And it's
if he can get timely buckets,
why
that does shifts
it,
a lot.
I just don't get it. Why doesn't he get the minutes?
Because I have no idea, bro.
Because he for some reason. It's like between him and Caleb Martin, and then like he just has these like brain farts where he's like, okay, well, we're gonna decide to put Caleb at the four, for some odd reason. It's I don't know. I really don't, because he has the ability to, but then it's like sometimes when he is out there, Vic does kind of shrink. But then he also does have the ability to go out there and still get you 20 to 25 on a decent night.
Yeah.
So it's just
played nearly 30 minutes and put up 0 points. He had five.
Caleb Martin is out there for defense. Again. That's it. And
let me ask you this.
I think Spo is taking the Tom Thibodeau approach on this one. Hey, Vic, you're not even going to try to stay in front of the dude in front of you? You can't be on the court.
Let me ask you this, Pat. Who do you think had the better defensive performance between the two?
Well, Vic only played 9 minutes, so.
No, he was out there getting active.
Yeah,
Vic had 9 minutes and a block.
Hey, now that,
Caleb had 28 minutes and didn't register one steal or block. So, I think. I know. I mean,
he's an on-ball defender. Yeah, I mean, but it was.
Hey, I'd be stupid on that one.
I don't know, man. Like, Miami's lineup, I don't get it. Here's the thing. There's a bunch of dudes on that lineup I'm scared of going off because we know the Bulls, right? There's a bunch of dudes on that lineup that I'm like, Victor Oladipo could go off for 30. I don't know about Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry could go off for 30 because he just did it. I give him his credit. He's coming off a good game.
I gotta see it.
He's coming off a good game. I give him his credit, right? Jimmy Butler could go off for 30. Bam could go off for 30. Like, there's a bunch of guys on that team that I look at. Heck, and without a Bulls play, right, they could put Duncan Robinson in for the first time in a month, and he could go off for 30, and all of a sudden he's got his confidence back, right? Like, there's a bunch of guys that I look at, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a little nervous going into this game. But I'm not going to lie. I don't think that Spo has really put these guys in the best position to win.
I agree.
I watched that game the other night, and I was like, what the heck is Spo doing? Like, he said, I'm just living this season off my legacy. Like, we in the play-in, bro. We ain't going nowhere. Like, shout out to UD. Let me get UD back in this month. Yeah, I mean, you got one more 25-point game in you? Like, I don't know, man. Miami's going to be interesting.
They both have. Yeah. The interesting thing about it is both coaches, Spo and Billy Donovan, have clearly shown their roster. They showed you who they were running with so far. I say that to say, you know, outside of Victor Oladipo, nobody had over 3 minutes. And that's saying Kevin Love, who can get them a bucket, actually got them a bucket, but he only played 3 minutes. That's funny. He got in, got them a bucket, and then went right back to the bench. That's crazy. This is going to be a coaching game. Who can make the adjustment, and does the adjustment stick?
Hey, if this is a coaching game, I still say we're on the losing end.
Honestly,
Spo the better coach.
It's going to be whoever falls in love with good habits.
That's a bar. I like that.
Y'all do get
that's a bar.
Oh, yeah. That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it, because like when I look at the Bulls last night, like I said, I don't see a different Bulls team last night. I saw a Bulls team that did the job that they're supposed to do. I've also seen that same Bulls team just not make those plays. You know what
now,
I mean?
I know we broke down a lot of Miami, but Patrick Beverly got to give me more than 3 points.
You know what, though?
Pat Bev
gave me what I needed when I needed Pat Bev to give what he offers. It's the defense. In that fourth quarter, Pat Bev stepped up more on the defensive end. I thought he did a much better job on Fred VanVleet, who when you go back and look at it, even here's the thing.
Fred VanVleet had a lot of wide open shots. He just missed. A
lot of wide open shots. No, Pat Bev was on him in that fourth, though. In that fourth, Fred VanVleet didn't have wide open shots. Fred VanVleet was going from Patrick Beverly to P. Will, which had that man
on that switch.
Living in a bad day off of that switch, right? But
he was in the gulag
when P. Will was in the game. But I think it's funny. It's literally a play running right now where Pat Bev literally just stood in front of him. But I think that the thing is, right, like I'm not asking – this is the part that I'm done with. We got to stop asking players to do what they don't do. I don't need Pat Bev here for offense. I need Pat Bev here for leadership, unfortunately, and I need him there for defense. And I saw that at the end of that game, right, where he's the one still putting guys in position. All right, let's go here. Let's make this. He's the one switching 1 through 5. Pat Bev is switching 1 through 5. That's your problem, right? Like, like once you get to the 3, you like, hey, man, a little tall for you, ain't he? You know what I mean? Like, I thought that the guys that when they were doing their job fit perfectly in this system. And that's when the Bulls play their best. Zach LaVine got to be a shooting guard last night. Pat Bev got to be a defensive anchor. Because early on in the game, right, like Pat Bev came out, I think he took like 2 of the first 3 shots. I was like, hey, that ain't the formula.
I give this man credit. Let me make sure I say this right. Because shout out to Alex Caruso.
Oh, yeah.
That's AC. What I saw last night.
3 key defensive stops in a row.
AC was hooper.
Three steals, three blocks. Yeah, 3 steals, 3 blocks, 1 turnover. Normally, I've cooked them because you got like 3-4 turnovers. You're not the primary ball handler. You're not giving me that type of production on defense, which is why you're here. But he showed up in a big way, and I didn't give him enough. So to me, Alex Caruso is the defensive clamp outside of P. Will that I was like, yo, that's why he's here. But that's why his plus minus is the way it does.
Like, that's why Billy goes with this lineup. I know people hate it, right? But the lineup wasn't a problem last night. I don't know because Billy was talking about rebound. I asked Hayes this. I was like, was Billy Donovan right? Like, were the Bulls just like not using good technique? He was like, no, because he was talking about rebounding. The Bulls still got out rebounded. But realistically, the Bulls got out rebounded last night because they missed so many shots. The Bulls got out rebounded 50-36. Got out rebounded on the offensive glass 16-8.
They out-rebounded, period.
So many shots that it literally just, like, helped in the other direction. And I don't know, man. Like, I get what Billy's doing with that lineup. I still am not a fan of it. I'm more of a fan of it versus the team that we're about to play than I was versus Toronto, but it worked out.
I think it's also about what we asked. It was a bigger bar than you think, but what? It works in Toronto's favor.
What?
Like, yeah, they missed a lot of shots. Toronto got a lot of rebounds because they missed a lot of shots. But Toronto took 1 more shot than Chicago. But they out-rebounded us by 14. For all intents and purposes, we should have lost that game.
Yeah.
They lost that game because they had a pathetic free throw showing.
Well, for sure. Like, listen, if you make five more free throws, you win the game. absolutely
23 for 36 from the free throw line, you win a game.
Yeah,
that's wild. The Bulls, by the way, shot 18 for 22.
Yeah,
so the simple fact, like, it even looks
the
like
free throw discrepancy is crazy.
Oh god, like, what is that? Gucci, it was almost double.
Gucci was tweaking out there. Oh my god. And then when they changed that Siakam call,
bro,
bam. That was just bad.
But I promise you, it was bad. But I'm telling you, it was one look where, like, it was the first time that they was going through the replays. It was the second look on the first time they was going through the replays. I guarantee you, that's the look that they were, looking at. And he kind of looked like he fouled him.
Hey, my boy.
He kind of looked like he fouled him.
Listen, he fouled him. Alex Caruso landed on him. He fouled him. The issue wasn't the foul. The issue was that he fouled him on the floor.
He looked like he was in the shot motion. Yeah, he looked like he was in the shot motion.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's because he brought that whole ball down, pump fake, went to go back up. Like, nah, I wasn't. Like,
I promise you, that's what they was looking for.
I was that buddy. You said what?
CS says 18-36 sounds like ball don't lie to me. Hey, I get what you're saying.
Hey. That's the bar. Hey, hold on. Hey. What's the air horn? Hey, Don DeMarco, DeMarco. Hey, that
don't
is
let
a
that beat,
bar.
Don't let it be Miami, though, because
Jimmy gonna make them. Hey, Jimmy gonna make them. Yeah. Let's not do that. Jimmy gonna make them.
Out the entire way at the free throw. You gonna put me at the line? You thought this was? I bet.
Hey man, before we get out of here, man, we appreciate you guys for showing love to the channel. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page. Hey, I say they got an interview out with Shaq and Gary Payton talking about the reason that Pat Riley got rid of them. I laughed so hard. Shaq said Pat would be sitting in the huddle drawing up the play, and Gary would look at the play and be like, man, I ain't running that. I'm giving it to the big fella. Bro.
He said, I'm too old. We gotta keep it easy.
I'm too old to be running plays, bro. I've been in the league too long. I'm giving it to the big fella. It said they won that ring. He got him up out of there, bro.
Let me get that to him.
I'd be dying. Anything else y'all want to wrap up real quick, man? I mean, oh, listen, Kyle Kuzma, bars. You want to talk about bars? Don DeMarco, DeMarco. Hey, cooked Spencer Dinwiddie. If y'all didn't get an opportunity to see it, Kyle Kuzma had a tweet thread because Spencer Dinwiddie went on FanDuel TV and basically was like, he doesn't care about basketball. He just cares about money. Look at how he's doing, how he dresses, how he comes out. He's a celebrity, blah, blah, blah. Kyle Kuzma went on like a 7-tweet rant where he literally destroyed Spencer Dinwiddie the entire time. He called him insecure. Kyle Kuzma said, my insecurity is loud. The Wizards and I have so much real estate in Dinwiddie Island, which is a bar. This guy got signed by a team for 60 M's that was traded before the following season was over. Tough.
And he was hitting that man with facts, too.
Hey, two, what have you won? What in the world have you won in the league? You've been bounced around like a basketball, my boy. Three, you could thank KD and Kyrie for spearheading 34 wins because he was bragging on the fact that they were in the playoffs and Washington wasn't.
And that wasn't even that
for spearheading 34 wins before the All-Star break, 11-13 after the break for your playoffs. Four, second option, more like second point guard. LOL, my man, I watched you for 2 months at the end of your Wizards tenure being the second option. Average 8-4-4. Sounds good, but glad you hoop it now. Five, yep, I got a bag coming. Stop hating, bro. He does. Kyle Kuzma's probably going to get a 20 mil four-year deal or a 20 mil per four-year deal somewhere, bro. He's probably got 80 mil coming his way at a minimum. Maybe.
Oh, I think he's at 110, bro.
You giving Kyle Kuzma $25 million a year?
Yeah.
For four?
I'm going to give Kyle Kuzma $25 million a year.
25
is crazy.
25 million a year.
25 is crazy.
And the difference between Kyle Kuzma and the stars is 20 million at 25 a year.
Hey, listen, this is the best bar, though. He said, and last but not least, the only way you'll ever be worth your contract is if the NBA finally gives you your wish and finally starts paying you in crypto. Check the markets with the emoji of the stock going down. Enjoy the clicks. Go Sixers. So, boys, with 3 minutes to go, have we all but confirmed Kyle Kuzma to the Sixers next year? Is that what we're seeing here? Because they need to absolutely move on from P.J. Tucker. Just let Tobias go. At this point, stop.
Nah, let Tobias go.
Stop hindering that man, bro.
Hey, hashtag free Tobias.
Free Tobias, bro. Hey,
Chicago will take him.
Bro, I would take Tobias Harris. You want to know why? Because he actually would be allowed to, like, be a player.
Chicago. Moment of score. I have to ask Doc first.
Hey, I think all that shows is Kyle Kuzma is so petty that he's willing to root for the Sixers, even though he probably doesn't like half the people on that team, just so the Nets don't win.
Hey, I want to see Kuz to the Sixers, bro. That's a nasty tandem right there. That's a better tandem than what they tried to build in Washington, basically. it's Kuz with a nice big man, except it's not Kristaps Porzingis.
Hey, it was working for like a month.
Honestly, it worked until Bradley Beal went down. It worked until Bradley Beal went down. Once Bradley Beal went down, the season was over.
Cause Kristaps came back with the stash and was like, oh, hey, keep this.
This about to kill him. He came back with the stash like this about to kill him, and then it killed the season. It killed the season.
Hey, people was trying to cook me and said they no way I'm paying Kyle Kuzma with 25 M's. He's 21.7 rebounds. You get 25 M's in this league with 21 points and 27 rebounds.
He said he get a loud seven rebounds.
He had a loud two rebounds yesterday.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Windy City Breeze Sports Talk Daily. Make sure if you haven't done so, hit that like button, subscribe to the page. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., so make sure you are here breaking down this game even further for the pettiest man alive, Mr. P-Kid. I am Pat the Designer. We got Stefan the Don bringing up the rear. As always, man, y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. One love. Peace. Good show, boys. Smooth, concise, left them wanting more.
And we finished at 10 o'clock.
And we finished right at 10 o'clock. No way.
I ain't playing with y'all.
10-1,
I gotta go.
No way in K-Town he gets that.
My man said, no way in K-Town.
Hey, who says that, bro? Like, I've never seen that in my life.
I never.
By the way, I want to give you all this list. Y'all ready?
What up?
Players that make $25 million a year. Julius Randle, Draymond Green, Al Horford, DeMar DeRozan, Jalen Brunson, Kyle Lowry, Chris Paul, Jaren Jackson Jr., Gordon Hayward. This is 25 and over, by the way.
I was about to say, some of these mugs making well over 25, my boy. What you talking about?
De'Aaron Fox, Bam Adebayo, Jason Tatum, of course, Kevin Love, DeAndre Ayton, Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, CJ McCollum, Drew Holiday, Miles Turner, Ben freaking Simmons, Kimball Walker is making 37.
This is the pound.
Yeah, dead. Get some money, man.
I think he got all his at once, though. I think they bought him out.
That's
he
true.
Got that bought out. Like, he didn't get the 37.
Yo, once you get to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.